Hey everybody, this is Mark Amadeo. Thanks for joining us for this installment of the GovConf video blog. Today's vlog is the first of a vlog series that covers cybersecurity rules for federal government contractors. So there's been a lot of attention in the news over the last several years on cybersecurity breaches and threats to government systems. And with allegations of hacking and foreign intrusion during the elections, significant questions continue to be raised about the security of information on government servers. Now, it might come as a surprise to some that the federal government has been working on developing procedures to protect against cyber threats for quite some time. And in fact, the result of those efforts were implemented in three final regulations issued last year, before the election, that are aimed at protecting information contained in a contractor's information system or server. So in our vlog series, we're going to discuss the basic cybersecurity safeguards that all contractors have to have in place over their servers and information systems. Now, there are additional stringent rules that contractors have to follow when they handle classified material, but this vlog series does not cover the rules on classified information. So today, we're just going to touch briefly on four things that contractors should know in order to comply with cybersecurity rules on federal government contractors. One thing that contractors should know is that different rules apply to contracts with civilian agencies and contracts with defense agencies. Now, whether it continues to make sense to have two sets of sometimes parallel regulations that cover contracts with defense agencies and contracts with civilian agencies is a topic for another vlog. But right now, that's the reality for federal government contractors. Contracts with defense agencies have to comply with subpart 204.73 of the Defense Acquisition Regulations, which identifies two clauses to be inserted into defense agency contracts. One clause is at 252.204-7009, and this clause describes the obligations of support contractors that provide services to the government in response to a cybersecurity incident. Another clause, and the one we'll talk more about in today's vlog, is that DFARS 252.204-7012. This describes the minimum safeguards that all defense contractors, other than those performing under commercial off-the-shelf contracts, have to meet. Now, contracts with civilian agencies, on the other hand, have to comply with FAR subpart 4.19, which in turn requires civilian agencies to include the FAR clause at 52.204-21. That clause describes the basic safeguards that civilian agency contractors have to comply with. The second thing the contractors should know is that the rules require them at a minimum to have very specific protective measures in place on their information systems. For civilian contracts, the FAR clause at 52.204-21 lays out 15 protective measures that contractors have to have in place. These measures include limiting electronic access to authorized users, destroying media before they are thrown out, escorting visitors who may have physical access to information systems, and several other requirements. For defense contractors, the DFARS clause at 252.204-7012 doesn't spell out the required protective measures over IT systems or servers. Instead, it requires defense contractors to comply with security requirements that are laid out in the National Institute of Standard and Technology's Special Publication 800-17. That publication, SP 800-17, lays out over 100 security requirements that contractors have to meet. Although the requirements under SP 800-17 are not currently implemented in FAR, it's anticipated that at some point they will be. So perhaps down the road, the rules applicable to contracts with defense and civilian agencies will converge. Now, we're not going to go over specific cybersecurity requirements for civilian and defense contracts in this vlog, but we will go over some of them in future installments of this vlog series. The third thing the contractors should know is that defense agency contractors are required to report cyber incidents to DoD. The DFARS clause we've been talking about that sets up basic safeguards on information systems also requires defense contractors to submit a rapid cyber incident report to DoD when they discover a cyber incident that affects their information system or the information that's stored in their system. That cyber incident report has to be reported online to DoD through a specified DoD website. In addition, defense contractors that discover and isolate malicious software in connection with a reported cyber incident must submit that malicious software to DoD's Cyber Crime Center. So the fourth and last thing we'll mention in this vlog is that unlike safeguarding requirements that apply to civilian agency contractors and the cyber incident reporting requirement that applies to defense contractors, both of which contractors currently are required to meet, the safeguarding measures for defense contractors contained in SB 800-171 do not have to be met until December 31st, 2017. However, given the scope and sheer number of security requirements, defense agency contractors should begin assessing compliance as soon as possible. Well, that wraps up this vlog. Thanks for joining us, and we hope you come back for future episodes of the GovCon video blog.